This is a meditation and visualization for you to listen to if you're feeling overwhelmed or scattered or worried or frightened or generally out of sorts and disconnected from your center. And so, what I suggest is you sit in your chosen place and to sit up for this. Maybe light a candle. Perhaps have a journal to hand and a glass of water. And close your eyes. I'm going to start by just taking a few moments to check in with yourself and really ask yourself, what's going on with me? What's happening? How do I feel right now? And be really honest with yourself. And give yourself permission to feel all of it. Maybe you're raging. Perhaps you're frightened or worried, or your head is going 1,000 miles an hour. But in this moment, you're going to say yes to all of it. You're going to give yourself permission for your head to spin. You're going to say yes to all the feelings. Perhaps the body is hurting or uncomfortable. Yes to this moment. Yes to what's here. And yes to giving yourself this space and this time. It takes courage to do this. It's not comfortable. It's not easy. But the benefits are huge. So you're just being gentle, you're just observing yourself, and you're giving yourself this permission to be here. What's here with me? What's here now? What else is here? You may notice that your breathing begins to deepen. Often you can hold your breath without realizing it, but when you give yourself permission to be with what's here, you may notice that your breathing deepens and your shoulders begin to relax. Continue to be curious and to give yourself permission. Imagine you maybe even have a table in front of you and sort of unpacking what's going on. You lay on the table the thoughts or the feelings or the people or the situation. And you put it there so you can see it. We want to honor it. We want to see this as sacred. You want to remind yourself that life is happening for us. And life is happening for us over and over again. Life is stressful. Sometimes things go, certainly on the surface, they feel like they're going very wrong for us. We are all, as a human being, on this path of up and down. Sometimes it may feel as though life is leaving you alone for a while. I call it picnic rug time. As though I've climbed a mountain and then I have a little respite. But inevitably, life is one thing after another and something else will come along. But when we have a spiritual practice like this of inquiry, of stillness, of reflection, we can begin to gather resources. We can learn how to bring ourselves back to center. We can surf the waves. We can be like a lighthouse, solid on the shoreline, not jumping off into the ocean to rescue people, but to stay steady in the center of where we are right now. So just in this moment, be here now and imagining you are sending deep roots down into the earth, far and wide. Or maybe you prefer the lighthouse analogy that you're strong, centered, rock-like on the shoreline. You may even want to say a few words to yourself using the mighty I am presence. So I am here now. I am centered right now. I am willing to be with my thoughts, and my feelings and my physical sensations. And remind yourself that all of these things are not who you are. Thoughts is energy moving through. Thoughts come and go. They come from the ocean of stillness and they return. You are not your thoughts. Same with feelings. I know you know that you can feel so much rage and it will come up in you and then it returns back to the stillness. Worry energy, which is so natural, but it's just energy. It rises up. And when you're willing to be with it, it goes back. So you may find you're just going a little bit deeper now. You're creating a bit more space, a bit more room. Your energy field is opening. We can contract when we're suffering. But just see if you can open your energy so it becomes a little bit more spacious on either side now. Give yourself a bit of energetic room in front of you and behind you. Above and below. And what this does, it creates a bit of more space for grace to come and support you, take care of you, nourish you, look after you. And this would be a good time to do three really big yawns. This helps to soothe the nervous system, stimulate the vagus nerve. So do three big yawns. Nobody's watching. Stretching your mouth wide and notice how energy releases from your cheeks and your throat. And do a couple more. Huge yawn. You may also notice how this creates a little bit more space in your mind. A third one. And now I'm going to suggest that you do some shaking because you would have moved some energy. So shake your arms, shake your wrists, shake your hands. If you want to, you can even stand up and shake and shake and shake off everything that's caused your disturbance. And do this with all your vigor if you feel like it, or you can stay seated, or you can do something else. Our intention here is to move energy, move energy, move, change some vibration, helps you to come back to center. And when you're centered, you have perspective and there is space for solutions, for realizations. So when you finish shaking, you can just stand for a moment and feel the stillness. Or you may want to sit. Observe your energy field. Deepening your breathing. You may like to imagine little trapdoors at the bottom of your feet and all the stress and tension flowing out, going down into the earth. Every breath, every thought, every feeling causing you to go deeper now into rest, into relaxation. Feeling more spacious and open. You may want to lean back into the arms of grace to Mother Earth, the divine. And just sense or see or imagine that more and more fresh energy is coming into your energy field. Into your mind. Your soul wants to acknowledge you. This is the part of you that's eternal, completely untouched by the stresses of life. It wants to get through the spaces between your thoughts. It's always peaceful, calm. Maybe just lean back. Allow yourself to be looked after, cared for, reassured. Your soul's on an evolutionary journey. Everything that happens in your life is here to deepen your connection to grace. And though it never feels like it at the time, when we look back, we can see how our hearts were opened or how we deepened our connection. And when we look back, we realize actually how we've been supported all along. And then that helps you to trust more, have more faith. And to remind you to come back to center, come back to grace. Ask for help, ask for guidance. And then create space so you can listen, receive, and trust. So, resting now in the ever-deepening presence. Know that by doing this on a regular basis, you're creating new cell memories of stillness. And it will become easier and easier to bring yourself back to center. It's only a breath away, a thought away, a feeling away. And every time you're adding into the infinite space, it helps you go deeper and deeper every time. It's resting now for a moment, or maybe longer if you want to. Just know that you've given yourself perhaps the most powerful, potent gift you can. Because if we don't attend to our primary relationship, our relationship with grace, nothing else can really work. This is our top priority right now, especially at this point in the evolution of humankind. We need to stay centered and connected and rooted in our spiritual practices. And then we can be the lighthouse, a beacon of hope. We can stay calm in a place of compassion, but with strong boundaries. You know who you are. Your soul wants to acknowledge that. So, when you're ready, it's time now to bring ourselves back into this moment. And I always like to rub my palms together. You can rub your palms together, creating the beautiful warmth. Or you can do anything else that you like to do. There are so many different ways to ground, which is what our intention is here. We want to ground, we want to integrate so that our energy is fully in the body, back in the earth plane. So, rubbing your palms together may be one thing for you. And then you can put your warm hands over your eyes and just drink it in and feel the difference. Massaging your face. And just feel how you are now. May this empower you to keep listening on anything you do. It doesn't matter what you choose, it all takes us back to the same place, to the infinite stillness. And when you're ready, you can Release your hands. Maybe give yourself a lovely big stretch. Know that your energy field is beautifully strong around you and above you and beneath you, and your roots are deep down into the earth. You can open your eyes and continue on with your day.